That's the excited behind-the-scenes sounds of the models getting ready to strut their stuff down the main walkway of the Picton's Armory for the first fashion show of the day. The weather was perfect for the outdoor show, and the later indoor show was sold out. This is the very first fashion week for Picton, sponsored by the members of the Business Improvement Association and Modell Modeling and Talent Agency from Belleville. It is the largest production in 34 years for the agency, who supplied professional models of all ages and types, demonstrating fashions from many of the retailers on Main Street in Picton. The shows were the highlight of a week full of events and collaborations with wineries, the Regent Theatre, Department of Illumination, and all merchants on Main Street. I spoke with organizers and business owners about the event. Mark Rose is the Executive Director of the Business Improvement Association. I'm down in Picton for the first ever fashion show in Picton. Can you tell me something about that, Mark?
Yes, we are hosting two fashion shows today. The first one is 1:30 p.m. outside at the Armory, and the second one is inside the Armory in a perfect little natural runway space we have, or the Armory has. So 1:30 and 5:30 shows, you know, this is an idea that the BIA has had for a couple of years. We have enough great fashion retailers on the street where we thought we could pull something like this off. So this week culminates today with these two fashion shows, but it's been a great week on the street of activation, sales, lots of good energy, and that kind of thing.
Organizers Crystal Campbell and Kelly Somerville tell us more.
What can you tell me about the whole week?
Picton Fashion Week has been amazing. It's been really great to see our community come together, all the businesses on Main Street. It's just been great. It's been busy. It's a busy
Very
one.
Busy.
So
and
we're just Kelly, gearing up for the big event happening right now.
Yes. And Kelly, you have a business here. What are your thoughts?
I'm elated. I'm just so excited. I think to Crystal's point, the community coming together to showcase what really Picton is. We've got all these little local independent businesses, fashion all over the place, and we thought, you know what, let's start to showcase this.
Yeah, it's really great to have community support as well. Just the buzz on the street is really great. We're so fortunate to have Modell from Belleville producing the show for us. It's the largest show to date that they have produced. So, and two separate shows, one outside the Armory at Armory Square, and then the sold-out evening show inside.
And do you think you'll try this again next year?
Absolutely. We're already 100%. Planning for next year.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. And what other events have been going on this week?
Oh, we've had some
sip
style. Shop and strut sidewalk style. Sidewalk sale shopping.
It was late night on Friday night, which was last night, which was fantastic.
So wine tastings, art gallery shows, there's been all kinds of things
happening.
Department
of Illumination has joined in the fun.
We did a really fun kids workshop. That must have been probably my favorite event that happened all week.
Kicked off
they got
all week.
To do a little runway walk. City Revival sponsored Clueless, the movie, at the Regent Theatre. Everyone dressed up. So, yeah, it's been a really great week, and we're really looking forward to next year.
Yes.
Thank you.
But bigger and better.
Bigger and better.
If we could be. Could we be?
We can be.
We can be.
We can be.
Thank you, ladies.
I'm speaking with Alexandra from Magpie Fashions. Hi, Alexandra. How are you today?
We're very well, thank you. Very excited about Fashion Week.
Can you tell me a little bit about that, how it got started and why and what's happening?
It was the inspiration of a few members of the BIA board, Crystal from Crows and Nicole from Casey's Closet and Kelly Somerville from October Sky, thought that now that there was a mass of clothing stores in downtown Picton that we could perhaps showcase them a little bit. And they conceived this idea of Fashion Week. And this is the first one, so we're learning as we go. But there's been a lot of excitement around it. And we're looking forward to introducing people to the incredible array of clothing that we have here in Main Street Picton.
And tell me about the fashion show. I understand there's a fashion show tomorrow.
Yes, all the stores that have anything to do with fashion are involved in providing items from kids' clothes, from Meadows Babies and Kids, to Fat Face and Merchant for Men, and all of the ladies' clothing stores are providing outfits for models from the Model Agency in Belleville, and they'll be strutting their stuff twice tomorrow on Saturday, one at 1:30 in the outside of the Armory Mall, which is free to everybody, and then there's a second show in the evening inside at 5:30, which they're selling tickets for.
I believe it's been sold out, though.
I understand that it is sold out, which is exciting.
Yes.
So next year, maybe the region. Who knows?
Yes, Picton. Picton, I don't think, was like this before, so it's evolving.
Yeah, the energy on Main Street is really good at the moment. You know, I've been a merchant here for 25 years, and I have to say that it's really nice to see the street coming together and working together to do things outside the box, you know, outside your traditional, you know, sale event, to highlight all of the different things that Main Street has to offer. So it's very exciting.
It is. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.